Welcome home!
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome to episode 18 of the Welcome Home podcast. We're excited to have you here. We got a special episode tonight. We got a Let's Talk About for you. But first, Jake, welcome back.
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. Episode 18?
Yes, sir.
18 Peyton Manning.
For sure.
Do you have anybody else?
Mike Richards when he was on the Flyers.
Okay, I'm not a hockey guy. A big-time hockey guy.
Yeah, this is a throwback a little bit. I mean, there's a bunch of 18s.
There's a lot out there. Jalen Reagor, yes.
Justin Jefferson.
Eagles wide receiver. It's slipping my head. I'm an idiot right now. I can't think of him.
Jeremy Maclin,
thank you. I'm an idiot. I don't know why I couldn't think of him. Jeremy Maclin, thank you. Peyton Manning was my favorite.
AJ Green,
but Peyton Manning, definitely my favorite quarterback growing up. I was definitely more of a Peyton guy than a Tom Brady guy. I just loved him. He was a, you know, like, Omaha.
For sure.
I was always rooting for Peyton Manning.
Okay.
I mean, Eagles were always my team, but I would root for Peyton Manning.
For all our new listeners, welcome home, guys. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to have you here. Make sure to go back, check out our previous episodes. There's a lot of great content there, a lot of good stuff to check out. Your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. Make sure you subscribe. To all our returning listeners, welcome home, homies. Thanks for coming back. It's good to see you again. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram and Twitter at Welcome Home Pods. Great place to stay up to date with episode drops, submit any questions, topics of discussion that you guys want, repost episode drops. It's a great way to show your support for the Welcome Home podcast.
I have something I want to say.
Okay.
All right, guys. I just have a question for you, Griffin.
What?
It's been bothering me for a lot of years now.
Okay.
Why do people drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
I've heard that question before.
Uh-huh. And what is the answer to it?
I mean, you say tomato, I say tomato.
No, we all say parkway and a driveway. So, what's up?
You're not going to park on a parkway.
Exactly. That should be called a parkway. You should park on a parkway. It's quite literally in the name.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a way of a park. It's not like you park in the way. You weigh the park.
No. You park the way, and you drive the way. But you don't park that on the drive and drive on the park.
Yeah, but that's counterintuitive.
No, what you're saying is counterintuitive. You're supposed to park on the park and drive on the drive. That's what I'm saying, but what you're saying is you're supposed to drive in the park and park on the drive.
I'm saying that's what you do.
That's not what you should be doing, and we should start changing up the name.
Why?
Another question. Why? Because it makes no sense. What do you mean, why?
What do you mean? It's just how it is.
Another question for you.
Okay.
Why is a building called a building when it is already built? It should be called a built.
What?
A building is already built. When it's getting built, you should call it a building. But when it is done being built, it should be called a built. Thoughts?
No, because you'd be building a building.
No, but you're done building the building. The building's just freestanding there by itself.
Yeah, but that's...
Why do we call it a building? It should be built.
It is built.
Yeah, so we should call it a built, not a building.
No, building is what it is.
Yeah, but it should be called a built because it's already built. I was building it, now it's built, so it should just be called a built. Thoughts?
I just don't think that makes sense.
Why? You're saying it also doesn't make sense to drive on a parkway and park on a driveway.
Yeah, but this
is... Or are you saying it does make sense for that?
You know, you're saying all this is coming from a guy who eats his steak dinners backwards.
No, why? I don't eat my steak. I eat my steak dinners correctly. I proved that... What was that? Last week?
Last week.
Yeah, I proved that last week.
No, I don't think you did.
I did.
Well, now you're just trying to rewrite the English language.
No, I'm not.
What are you talking about?
The English language never said you have to drive on a parkway and park on a driveway. Nobody ever said that. Some jabroni made that up, coming up with these phrases that don't make sense.
Well, who comes up with a phrase?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And why do they do it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you should know. You should be able to park on a parkway and drive on a driveway. And we should start calling the buildings builts. And I'll lead the charge.
Yeah, but that sounds so...
It sounds weird because you... Yeah, no, it doesn't sound corny. It sounds weird because
you... Oh, man. Look how beautiful that built is.
Yeah.
No, what?
Yeah, it'll sound right. It doesn't...
No, it won't.
Yes, it will when we all start saying it. It doesn't sound right because you've been saying a building your whole life.
So why would it sound right otherwise?
Because it's a built. So it would sound right because we all say built. It would all make sense.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we can move on. That's fine.
I mean, I get your point.
Okay.
I'm more in favor of the driveway and parkway thing.
Than the... Okay. But you fought me more on that, so... I'm glad I at least can get one thing over on you. I'll go one for two. That's fine. I can agree to that.
It just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right because it's changing from what you've been told your whole life. If you came out of the womb saying built, then that would seem right.
You're just changing the thing you're knowing to be set. That's not making sense. You know, you come out the womb learning building. Okay. Yeah. Instead, now you're learning built. Yeah. So you're just replacing the thing.
Yeah, but it makes more sense.
To who?
To everybody. The building's already built. It should be called a built.
I got nothing for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Do you want to get on to our next topic?
Yeah. Are you ready to dive in?
I'm ready to dive in if you're ready to dive in.
Okay. Well, everybody, this episode is our second entry into the Let's Talk About series. We got our friend Darren on, and we were working together trying to figure out what topic to pick, what we wanted to talk about. And we got into topic of space briefly, and we were like, oh, we should save this, let's go with this. Jake and I were discussing space a little bit the previous episode. We figured it tied in pretty well. So, everybody, without further ado, let's talk about space. All right, Darren, welcome home.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are we?
We're doing well.
Well, before we totally get into this, now that we've introduced Darren, you seemed like you wanted to chime in.
I did want to chime in.
Start with that.
Please.
All right. Nothing on the parkway and driveway. I'm fully with you on that. I've been wondering that since I was about 8 years old as well. Going to the built thing. Uh-huh. I agree with Griff how built, kind of like hard on the ear.
But you understand what I'm saying. It doesn't sound right because you haven't been hearing your
voice. What if you shorten just building to build? Hey, look at that build.
I'm okay with that too. Wow.
Well, that's already a thing, really. That's
kind of, it's like a nickname.
It could work. I like it better than built.
No, I think I'm still on a built, but whatever you guys want to say.
Built sounds like a lumberjack thing.
I don't care what it sounds like. It's just the right thing it should be. It's fine. We got to get into space. I'm looking out to the sky. It's a dark sky. Clear night.
I have a telescope downstairs. A
twinkle in the eye. I would prefer not to use a telescope. Don't know how to use it. I did take an astronomy class.
Really?
In college.
Sure.
So I do know a thing or two. I did okay in the class. To say I learned much in the class, I can't say I did that. But I did okay in the class.
Okay.
So I could bring some perspective to this discussion.
That's all you can ask for.
I was in a class where it was like, it wasn't the actual sky, but it was like a mock sky. It was a dome. It was a building with a dome.
Okay.
And a planetarium.
That sounds right.
It like projected up there. They projected the sky up on the dome.
Yeah.
And we looked at the sky. It was a fun time.
What'd you see?
I saw the sky. That's the thing with space. Like, it's just dark. Here's the thing I understand to a point, but I don't understand. Okay.
Okay.
So we have light on Earth, right?
We do.
But we go up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that's closer to the sun. And it's dark. Why?
Shit.
Well, I think if you go up into the sky...
Yeah.
Like, think about when you're in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
If you fly during the day...
No, if...
Because if you're flying at night, Earth is blocking the sun.
No, every picture I've ever seen of the sky is dark. It's no way everywhere in the sky is just dark, and then the Earth is light. Why is that?
A lot of space.
Yeah, it's the vacuum of space.
So, like, the light... I'm guessing it's because the light has nothing to bounce off of in the space. Is that the correct answer?
That sounds viable.
Okay. But, I mean, space... Griffin and I talked about it. Like, we think that there's other people out there. I mean, there's no way that we have this huge place that doesn't end, and the 7 billion people that are living on this small, small place on Earth are the only living creature. Griffin and I kind of agreed. Darren, do you agree with that?
Yeah, we were going into this yesterday as well, a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's what led us into, like, thinking this would be a good topic of discussion. And Jake, we'll start by posing this question to you as it was posed to me. What's your favorite planet?
What? I've never thought that. You know, it's not a planet. I feel bad for this planet. It's Pluto.
Okay.
It gets shortchanged.
It's not a planet. You're right.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Dwarf planet.
It's derogatory, isn't it?
It is. We don't call people dwarfs anymore. This is 2020. Maybe it's a small person planet.
2020.
Guess just referring to planets is different. I don't know.
So, okay.
It's not weird.
Planets don't have feelings, too?
I guess not.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Give me Pluto, and that's not even a planet.
Okay. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because they're the underdog.
Okay.
I like an underdog. My second favorite's Earth. I like my home field advantage. How about yours?
Well, my answer was an undiscovered planet.
Oh, okay.
And I was posed the question of why.
Uh-huh.
And I said...
I guess I should ask that question.
I said, because the idea that you could find advanced civilization, and then... Right.
Your favorite planet would be one with advanced civilization, not just a random unfound planet.
Well, like, right, but the unfound planet would be the planet.
Not necessarily, because we could find a planet tomorrow and it could have no civilization on it. That would have to be your favorite planet.
That would not have to be. There's so many undiscovered planets.
So it's whatever planet's out there with other civilization on there.
Advanced civilization.
Advanced. Yeah, but what happens... What is advanced? I don't know, but what happens if we are the most advanced? Like, what happens if we are the head of the charge?
There's no way.
No, that's
there's
a,
no way.
That's a preposterous thing
but
to say.
Think about
How
it.
Could you possibly say that? No, think about
no,
it.
No, think about, like, take it. Like, if we're looking at Earth, right? The Egyptians, 4,000 years ago, super smart.
Yeah.
Incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Possibly with the help of aliens, if we look at that situation.
What? How can you make that?
The pyramids.
How did the pyramids get
there? How did the pyramids get there? You know, one of the wonders of the world, right?
What do you mean, how did they get there? They freaking built them, didn't
Fast
they?
Fast forward 3,000 years.
Wait a second.
Columbus.
We don't even know the world's flatter,
what shape it is. We go backwards.
No, we're not going to fast forward through that. They built the pyramids.
How?
With their hands and their feet? What do you mean?
Those big ass blocks?
Yes. They had tons of people in Egypt. They all worked together. Like, that's what they did all day. They didn't have time to, like, sit in front of the TV.
They were slaves.
Okay.
Okay.
They had time to build these things. And they weren't built overnight. It took years and years and years and years to build. Like, what are we talking about right now? How did they get there? You're saying aliens helped them build these blocks? I mean, these comets are nuts. Come on.
One of those blocks is 2.5 tons.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I'm not saying they carried it with their own freaking feet.
Then how'd they get it up there?
They didn't have cranes.
What do you mean, how did they get it up there?
Pyramids are stacked fucking pretty tall.
There's pulley systems. There's stuff they could have used.
Pulley systems for two and a half tons?
Yes. What do you mean? You can use a pulley system to get a car?
But we have, like, threaded steel braided wires. They didn't have that.
How do you know? You just said they were smart people. Clearly did figure it out.
They had papaya.
I mean, the fact that you just said aliens helped build the pyramids is insane. Is an insane comment to make.
Why? But then wouldn't it be insane to have aliens at all with that thinking?
No, you have no boundary behind the comp. You're just taking all the credit away from the Egyptians. I mean, they built these massive, great things.
Well, I'm not saying that aliens built them completely. Maybe they helped them out. Maybe they pushed them in the right direction, you know?
Get the freak out of here. And then you're saying it's insane that it's not at all possible that we're the most advanced. I mean, I'm not saying that we are, but you have no proof that we aren't.
I mean, that's fair, obviously. But think about the vast ends of the universe.
What about UFOs? If we've been visited and we haven't visited anything else, and someone else has figured it out.
Okay, that's a good point.
How do you know that we've been visited? UFOs
just is... theoretically.
Is the U in UFOs stands unidentified. For unidentified. Therefore, you can't say that is an alien because it's unidentified.
Right.
So we can't say that's... UFO does not stand for aliens. It stands for unidentified.
Right.
We
usually involving aliens.
Again, we're just making comments in a network.
It's completely irrelevant information.
No, you're just saying, oh, it involves aliens. How do we know? It could be Griffin's cup he threw up in the air and it started floating.
That's identified then. You know it's Griffin's cup.
No, somebody else doesn't. If it's looking up in the sky, you get my point that, like, the U in UFOs does not stand for aliens, and we can't just say...
I never said that.
You said it a lot of times. It has to
I never said the U stands for aliens.
I know. Okay, fine. You alluded to the fact that it has to do with aliens. We don't know what has to do with aliens. It's unidentified. We don't know what it has to do with.
The aliens built the pyramids.
Okay, sure. I mean, that's just not factual and just baseless.
I don't think we know how they built them.
No, of course we don't. You can't go back and ask the freaking Egyptians how the hell they built them, but they built them. They clearly, they're there.
So the aliens built them.
No
other answer.
Okay, sure.
No other logical answer.
When I was asked the question of, I go down to this planet with the advanced civilization, what is that advanced civilization like?
Are you just guessing?
Well, I mean, I'm just in my head. Like,
okay. I mean, I think it's hard for you to imagine that, but okay, in your head, what do you think?
I wasn't really quite sure. I mean, it stumbled me.
I agree. It's a tough question, because I think if you said in 1970, like, what is the world going to look like today? People would have said, like, flying cars and stuff that just is insane to think about.
Like, well, they did do that.
Like, what? The Jetsons.
Look at Back to the Future. They said that they would have flying cars in, like, 2016.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. mind. That's what you would have thought. You wouldn't have thought about basically computers that are held in your hand. People wouldn't have thought about that. Human brain, it's hard for you to imagine. Like, I can't even imagine what another 30 years is going to look like the technology. It's like stuff that I wouldn't even think of.
So the exponential rate of how technology is advancing
is faster than I think the human brain can comprehend. Now we're getting a little bit off topic. This goes back to the fact that...
Yeah, but I see your point. What would you think, though? We're talking about landing on a planet with advanced civilization.
Right.
What are you finding when you land?
What would I like to find?
I mean, I suppose, yeah. In your head.
I hope I can fucking breathe on the planet first.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, that would suck if you get there. Like, they have a whole different system of living.
I mean, you would probably land with some kind of precautions for that.
Would you try to mate with one of the people there to create a baby? You get to create like this new hybrid thing, both a human and this creature that we just found, and it could be used to link the two together.
You don't know if that thing's gonna like clamp your dick off.
I am operating under the assumption that I will somehow... I'm not just going to go over there and like...
A consensual alien, right?
Yeah, I'm going under the assumption that I will be able to communicate with them in a way that I would like to express my idea of crossbreeding us.
Well, here's another thing. What if they mate differently?
Yeah, I mean, what if you can't breed?
Well...
What if your stuff's no good?
That would suck. Like, my semen doesn't...
At that point, is it just for pleasure? Get a handy from an alien?
That would be a cool story.
That'd be a great story.
That'd be a great story for back home. I'm just saying, if it was possible, I would like to try to crossbreed us. I guess it's not possible.
Interesting. Why would you want to crossbreed us?
Just because I think it would be cool.
Okay.
You gotta see what'll happen.
I guess you have to coexist first with them.
Right.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't just go there and pull out my penis and
the language barrier too. Right. Like,
laughter's the best language, right?
That is the best type of language. Like I was saying before on the other podcast, there's so many languages just in this small place called Earth. I can only imagine how many other ways to communicate there is out there, and I think it will be tough to try to figure out a way to communicate with them, but if I could get past that, I would like to crossbreed with them. My first step would be trying to communicate with them.
Right, good.
Second step, crossbreeding. It wouldn't even be pleasure, it's all business.
You would even go for the alien handy to bring back home for the boys.
What if they don't have hands?
They got something. Tentacles or something. They'll probably feel good.
Alright, fine. I'll go for that.
Is there going to be any type of courtship with this alien before you...
I'm not interested in that.
What do you mean? If, like, going on dates?
Yeah, like, communicate and then just strictly crossbreed? Or, like...
I think I've said this before, but I'm extremely comfortable with where I live in life, and I don't plan to move far at all, let alone to another universe. So I wouldn't want to be there for too long.
Want to leave the baby there, or bring it home?
No, I'd come home with me.
Maybe take it to the Cheesecake Factory first?
That'd be a good idea.
They got spaghetti and meatballs.
They do. I know for a fact. They got spaghetti and meatballs. What do you mean? To take the alien out?
Yeah.
What if they don't have Cheesecake Factory there? What if they have...
I don't know why they wouldn't have Cheesecake Factory
pickle
there.
Factory.
That's a small menu.
It's a lot of different pickles. Some would say a cheesecake is a small menu, but it's more than just a cheesecake.
300 items on that menu.
Yeah, I know, but a just cheesecake is a small menu, but it's a wider menu than just cheesecakes. What if it's called the Pickle Factory?
You're just talking about like multiverse kind of ships? It's called the Pickle Factory, but it's the Cheesecake Factory?
I mean, I pickles. Guess, but you were just making the point that I would take her to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm saying there probably isn't a Cheesecake Factory. That was my main point behind the whole Pickle Factory.
Maybe she picks it, takes you to her favorite place, eat whatever alien food they got. Hopefully it's not radioactive or harms
you. I don't know if I would eat it because I'm not big into expanding the food I eat. I would definitely go out and just have water.
Well, you gotta make sure that their water is our water.
That's true, but I wouldn't even be able to go there if their water wasn't our water because I would just die, so that wouldn't make sense for me to go on the trip.
Water is essential for all life, right?
Right.
As far as we know.
Yes.
So there has to be water.
Yeah, I would agree.
How long do you think the gestation period would be that you would have to wait there for the baby to bring it home?
Like I said, I wouldn't want to be there long, so I'd hope it'd only be like 9 months at most. We're operating on the assumption that their technology is more advanced than ours, so maybe it'll take 2-3 months. But again, I don't want to hang out there too much because I just said I don't want to eat their food. That would get pretty skinny.
What if they're pregnant for like 5 years?
But what if their years aren't really 5 years? What if they're 5 years or 9 months? And I feel like we would know this before we would go on this trip. I wouldn't just go on this trip blindly. In that case, I wouldn't go on the trip.
So you wouldn't want to bring the alien back with you in a case like that, perhaps?
I would think about bringing the alien back, but I would have to tame him. Like, I just don't want him running loose. I guess that doesn't sound good.
Well, you already have him tamed in the bedroom.
I guess, no, I don't have to tame him, you're right. That's just, I would want some type of control, because they're not from Earth. Like, they don't know our culture. There's definitely some human rights aspects to this that we're not thinking of. We're just, like, going to their world and taking them back with us. I mean, that's...
Oh, you're impregnating one and taking the kids back.
So, I don't know if ethically this is all correct, but I guess we're just operating on the assumption that we're the alphas of the world.
I mean, you'd certainly be a pioneer for us.
I don't know that I would be the first choice of the world to be the diplomat to represent the Earth. So, I doubt I would be the one to go, but I would go if need be.
Be in, like, a cryostasis for a while.
Do you think there's, like, refrigerators just floating out there that just fell off the face of the Earth?
Well, are you assuming the Earth is flat?
Yeah.
No. Here's another thing. This is something I've been wondering a lot.
Okay.
Does California, since the Earth is round,
yeah,
does California consider Japan east of them or west of them?
Theoretically, west. You could ask that about any place.
Are we yes, Western around, country, yeah, we're right? in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's go a little bit farther out. Japan is basically right near Hawaii. So are they considered east or west? Because, I mean, that has to be considered east. And this is what doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
I consider Hawaii to be west of us.
Right.
But I consider Japan to be east of us. And they're, like, not that far from each other. Like, why is that the line to draw between Japan and Hawaii?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the way that you look at a map, probably looking at Japan to the right.
A map
right.
is flat.
But
a
if you're looking on around. A globe, right. You, so you can see the relation.
Who decided, like, we're on the Western Hemisphere? There's no west and east of a round ball. I don't know who decided that Hawaii was west of us and Japan is east of us. Literally, do you consider Alaska west or east of us? Because freaking Alaska is like north. Basically connected to Russia. What? And Canada. Isn't it like near Russia?
Is it?
I don't think it's I near think Russia.
So. Yeah, it's like close to Russia. It's connected to Canada, but yeah. I'm pretty sure it's pretty close to Russia. So Russia's east of us? You're right. Russia's east of us. Alaska, is that east or west of us?
It's like northwest.
Northwest?
Yeah. Like all the way northwest, but like, yeah.
I'm just saying that confuses me. Like, do you understand why that confuses me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you travel to Japan, you would go to California, and you would fly to Hawaii, and from Hawaii, you would fly into Japan.
Is that really how it's done?
Yes.
They don't go the other way?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I thought they would go the other way.
No. When you fly to Japan, you go west, and you end up east. Are you a flat earther?
No. Far from it.
I've watched a video of it. Those people are insane.
You watched a documentary on, yeah. on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah, that's so funny. I watched that, too.
Those people are nuts. Go get it to watch it. Those people are nuts. They're convinced the Earth is flat.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
Their thought process is that you can see far out in the ocean, I think, is one of their theories.
You can, though.
That doesn't make it flat.
No.
Yeah, that's why they...
Okay, but that's not a lie.
Yeah, but they think it should dip off.
It does. They just can't see over it.
Right. That's... I know that's the counter-argument, but they don't want to hear that argument. We're supposed to be talking about space. Is this still considered on the topic of space or no?
We'll launch back up into the stars in a moment. Earth is a planet. It's about space. One thing we talked about way back, I think, on episode 2... Would you be open to going on a colonization mission?
Well, I literally just volunteered myself for a colonization mission.
Yeah, but that would mean staying there.
For how long?
Well, to colonize.
No.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So what if you gotta impregnate 50 aliens?
Oh, 50 aliens? No, I can get that done. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm up to do it.
I can do at least 5 a day. I can do it in 10 days.
They all gotta be consensual.
Listen, they gotta hook everything up first. I'm not getting it until putting my charm on for 50 women. That's what they want. Whatever kind of leadership they have, is going to have to figure that out for me before I do it. But I definitely can bang out at least 5 a day.
Okay. Darren, what about you with the idea of staying there to continue colonization?
I mean, it really depends on the planet. If I was on a planet like Mars, where it's like nothing's there but fucking rocks and shit, it's like somewhere I could explore.
Okay.
How long are we talking?
Well, I mean, probably...
Like a summer?
No, like live out your days.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't do that.
Oh, is Earth like we got moved from Earth because we destroyed it?
I mean, I think that's the case as is now, so...
If that was the case, then yes, for the human race. But if Earth is fine and chilling, then I'm gonna go home. If the world's ending, I'll do it. Fuck it.
Okay.
Might as well. Seen 2001 Space Odyssey?
I don't think I've seen that, though.
It's the most accurate space movie there is. It was made before we sent anyone to the moon.
It was made in 2001?
No. The movie was made in the 60s, projected what life would be in 2001. We thought by 2001 we would have like all these futuristic
things. So, would you rate that as your favorite space movie?
Or? No, it's super boring. It's boring as shit, but the fact that they made it before we sent someone to space is amazing. I think my favorite space movie would probably be something along the like Interstellar lines.
Okay, Interstellar, that's a good one. What would you want your voyage experience to be like, do you think?
I would like to be frozen if I could. I would like to not be conscious for it.
What's the longest that you'd be interested in being frozen for? Like, how long could you be like, all right, I'll be frozen for that long?
6 months.
6 months? Where are you getting to in 6 months?
They better find something. There's fish and the speed of light.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's like 6 months. Oh, wake up, I'm at the planet, or 6 months. 6 months, like...
I wake up, I'm at the plane in 6 months.
Okay. Why wouldn't you want to be conscious for that 6 months?
Because I don't like long road trips.
But it's like just living your life. That's just where you live for 6 months.
Griffin, a spaceship isn't that big.
Okay, so the 6 months out, what's the longest you'd stay on the planet?
6 months.
Okay.
And then six months to get back, a year and a half.
Okay, so 18 months, you're making your...
voyage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Is this voyage for a colonization? Leisure?
Not specifically, I mean, it's just in general, like, what would you think? Would you want to be frozen?
I think if I was frozen, I wouldn't care for how long, because I wouldn't know because I was frozen.
Okay. What would your max be, though?
My max? I'd say 6 months.
So, same as Jake.
Yeah.
You made it sound like mine was way too short. Now, you're just going with 6 months too. Mine was so preposterous when I was arguing, but you go, 6 months, that sounds about right too. Get the hell out of here.
I would stay for a year though, depending if I like the planet.
But you can't, that's not how this thing works.
Why?
You can't just come back whenever you want.
It's, I can't say I want to come home.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, because like that's all part of your trip is your stay on the planet.
It's all part of the itinerary. Nobody breaks the itinerary. Everybody knows that.
I'd stay for 6 months then.
So you're 6'6" and 6'2".
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Again, it's tough for me to, like, and I think it's tough for everybody to wrap their head around this topic. It's so mind-blowing. It's tough to think about. And I think that's at times why we've been talking in circles, because we certainly don't know what we're talking about.
No.
And I don't think most of the world, and even experts, know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff.
No. And look up, you know, you're not seeing a wall. You're looking into an endless void, almost.
Yeah, it's nuts. You're looking into foreverness, and that's just so tough to get your head wrapped around.
It's just a lot of space.
A lot of space
to move into.
Do you have a favorite constellation or something?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What are they? Star alignments?
I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if I could have a favorite.
Isn't there like Orion's Belt or the Big Dipper?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. The Milky Way.
That's our galaxy.
The whole galaxy.
The Milky Way bar. I like Milky Way bars. That's my favorite. Milky Way bars.
Darren, constellation?
I guess Orion's Belt is the only one I ever see.
Okay.
And I go, I think that's Orion's Belt. I never see Orion.
Is that one?
Orion?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Orion's Belt. Pretty sure Orion's all around
it. Oh, yeah, I think I learned about this stuff. I know what you're talking about now. I don't know one, though.
Yeah, I've never, I don't think, seen one or anything.
I mean, if you really look, I'm sure you'll see one.
Yeah, I can't seem to find them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Could you fight a war against aliens?
It depends.
Like, aliens are coming to Earth.
Well, no. You said earlier in the pod that they have more technology than us, so
well, I mean,
they're more advanced.
I mean, this could be a different situation.
I mean, I guess we certainly would try. I don't know if we would win or not.
But would you specifically?
I would never. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I guess if I have to, I have to. But would I want to? No.
Okay.
I don't think I'd want to. They could have lasers and shit. Alien technology.
Yeah. But, I mean, our technology to them is alien technology.
That's true.
So, who knows what our kinds of weapons and whatnot, what kind of effect they could have against them.
That's true.
Alright, well, obviously a vast topic, as was the first topic we got into. First episode, Let's Talk About Love. The Let's Talk About episodes are just geared towards a broad conversation that we can kind of just scratch the surface of. Something to really look at, be like, hey, think about how hard this could be to comprehend. There's so many different ways to look at it, and so much to wrap your head around, so much to learn. And that's just what these are about. They're just a conversation, open discussion about different ideas and just trying to learn. So yeah, that was Let's Talk About Space. Darren, thank you for joining us.
Of course, thank you for letting me be here.
Yes, sir. Welcome home to you.
Thank you.
Jake, episode 18.
18.
All wrapped up.
That's it.
You got one episode left.
Yep.
Episode 19.
Oh, that's going to be an emotional one.
It's going to be something.
Yep, then we got the bigger turn.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the closing ceremony? You have to say a inspirational thing. It's just like normally at the end of a podcast, Dylan will come on and say something inspirational, something that will help the listeners get through the week.
Okay.
And I've done one. Griffin has done one.
I can give it a try. Follow your dreams, to hang out with your family. Appreciate what you got. Everything could always be worse.
There you go. Make sure to follow us on social medias, Instagram and Twitter, at Welcome Home Pods. It's a great place to stay up to date with episode drops. Submit any questions, topics of discussion that you'd like us to talk about on the podcast. It really helps us to get that direct interaction with you guys so we can give you guys what you want to hear. We appreciate any episode drop repost in your Instagram story. That's really helpful for us, a great way to show your support. Another way to show your support, there's also the link to our Patreon in the episode description. You can get a lot of good perks through supporting on Patreon, so definitely go check that out. That's a wrap on episode 18, our second installment in the Let's Talk About series, Let's Talk About Space. Thanks everybody for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.